The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
I think there's a way of telling us, but they said, my corner, there'll be signs. Okay, now you're still like, it's like a level. Okay.
Hello.
Guys, let me first tell you. She came here by her first name, okay, with hope that she will see through this hour.
Oh, my God.
She's under the weather. What I love and appreciate about you is, like any person, you were really welcome to counsel. But the fact that you're like, no, uksala inyaya, I really, really appreciate it. And thank you for honoring us like that. So her voice is not like this. It's just that flu.
No flu formed against me shall prosper.
Yes. Thank you.
That's what I'm saying.
Finish.
That's all I'm saying.
Finish. So that's a push-up stint. So it's like a leafuma, Kev.
Leafuma. Lalela. So buyango six. Isho njalingom. One of my favorite songs at the moment. What a well-produced song. We're talking about it off air. And I'm so proud of Caesar and everyone else that is involved as well. We had him on the show, one of the shows that I have on television.
Yeah.
And
you can say, you can mention it.
Can I? Yeah. All right. It was called The Lineup on Supersports.
Ah, nice.
And he's just such a nice guy, man.
Yeah.
And his energy is very great. So
from a musical really cool. family, by the way.
Yes, of course.
The matriarch is a... Doyen,
one of my favorites.
Now, come on, and the yes. father is the one of the guys who really broke through and came up with one of the most successful independent record labels we can think about. So there you go, and you find somebody's like, no, me, I'm not going to be an apple. I'm going to be a pear that didn't fall far from the tree, and here I am.
You know, funnily enough, I think that's the same with my story, Tibos. My mom was in radio, so my mom was one of the very first female DJs in South Coast.
Which radio station was this?
She was on Sunny South, Radio Sunny South in South Coast.
Oh, wow.
Poughkeepsie, yes. So
her name?
Her name is Sissy. She was called Sissy Girl, the bad girl in a good way. I don't know what she was. I'm just like, mama, really? You was a baddie. So I think that's where I fell in love with radio, for example. When I was like 6 years old, she'd take me to the radio station. She'd make me do like those sound bites and all of these things.
Yeah,
she's like, no,
yeah.
It'll sound good. And as I became like 8, 9, she took me to, that very famous radio station.
Which is?
The one in KZN.
Say it.
Can I? This I never know if I can get it. Say.
Listen, you know what Kaya means, eh?
Yes,
it means home.
It means home.
It means a sanctuary. So,
I was one of those kids that was doing the... on Cozy FM. So I started at a very young age, and that was definitely her influence. I don't think that I'd be where I am if it wasn't for her push as well. And so that song also reminds me of that story with TK and Lisa as well.
Yes.
So I'm like, I can relate to that.
Now, and talking about exactly that, now you, somebody who then opened a door for you, right? Is it Felix?
Yes.
You make mention of Felix.
I do. I'll never forget Felix. That Felix is actually doing very well. I know he's currently got a new show on Multi-Choice as well with Keeping Up with the Lopez. So
right.
Congratulations to you, Felix. Take care. Because he's always saying, Hope, you never give me my shine. People don't know that you're Hope because of me. And I'm like, Felix, trust me. They know. He gave me my very first radio interview.
Oh.
I was selling hair products then. I'm a hustler, Tibos.
No, I want to get into
hustle.
That.
I love
I love that spirit. Yo.
I hustle.
Yeah.
So things weren't going well. I really wanted to be in radio. And he was the one who said, you know what, come through and we'll act as if it's an interview for your hair products, right?
Okay.
But it's really just to get you on radio.
Yeah.
And he gave me that and he was very encouraging. And then, of course, I can't forget the Kings of the Weekend.
Oh.
Spare Knaves.
Oh, come on now.
They gave me my very first interning job at Gaga CFM.
Wow.
So
it's all about, lifting as you rise,
it
isn't
is.
It?
It is. That's one thing I really hope that one day I inspire to do. You know, I know a lot of young people look up to me and I get a lot of their DMs, even from mothers. They're like, yo, Hope, we appreciate the type of person you are. We can have a role model for our kids.
Yeah.
And I hope that one day I can look back and have people say I'm where I am
because
of Hope.
Did anything come of it, the radio thing?
Definitely. What do you mean? That's
Tell
my.
Me more.
Yeah. I love radio. That's my safe space. That's where I can be who I am.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't easy though trying to venture out to radio.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at some point, I almost got a restraining order because they were like, "You're here every single day." So you can't. I was that person. If I want something, I'll get out there and I'll get it. I was at the radio station, my demo every day, and the person said, "Okay, sharp, we get it. You want to be? We just don't have an opportunity right now. I was like, "It's fine. I'll still just chill here and watch." Like, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah. And now, and I want to quickly transition to the acting. How did that door open?
Don't tell me
you went there and some.
With acting, I think, like I said, I think I've always had that push from my mom. I was very academic. I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a cardiologist. I was doing very well in school.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, "I know you and I know your personality. Like, go into this modeling thing, go into the presenting thing." And I was like, "Oh, you get it, but, you know." And she really pushed me. I started auditioning when I was around 14, 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd take me to Durban. Remember, I'm from Pechepsted.
That's right.
So Durban is an hour from Pechepsted.
Yeah, yeah.
And she'd have to drive me for auditions and all of those things. And I didn't get anything. And I was like, you know, this is not meant for me. And she's like,
"Yeah, and there's a lot of auditioning you need to do before the first break, isn't it?"
So I started auditioning at 14, 15, 16. My first big break on television was at 26.
No.
So that's 10 years later. So when it wasn't something, I would say it was something that came natural to me because I was that kid that was emceeing kiddies parties. I was at talent shows.
Yeah.
I used to do a lot of plays at school, drama. I was that kid. So that's where she really saw that in me. And she says, "That's where you're the happiest on stage, you know?"
And she can see it.
And she saw it. But I was like, "No, hey, acting, no, I want to be a doctor." And so when I started doing these auditions at 15, 16, I enjoyed it so much. And I was like, "Actually, this is what I want to do." And it's something that I've been auditioning for, but I never just had the luck or the timing wasn't right.
Don't lose that. Hold on to that whole acting journey. But I just want to parallel it now and just want to get it out of the way.
Okay.
Did anything come off your post-matric? Did you take it anywhere?
So I finished matric and then I registered in school for business. Mm. I also come from a business background.
Yeah.
And then I got an opportunity to get Peshe.
Okay.
So I was like, "Mama, packing my bags." As an 18-year-old, I'm getting on the airplane. I went to New York and I stayed there for like a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Doing what?
I was au pairing. I was trying to model. I was...
Would you say that was yours? Gap year?
That was my gap year.
All right.
I took like a 2-year gap year.
Yeah.
That's where I really found myself because I was in New York. There's no one. Angazmund, do you understand?
That's right.
And
she let you go?
She let me go. I think she trusted me enough to say, "I've raised you well."
Are you arriving at somebody she knows?
Yes, I arrived at the agency in which I was in connection with. I stayed there for a couple of months and I bounced. I did a lot of illegal stuff. I can't talk about this. He was like, I can't be talking about the
mind. No, but you see, that's the thing. It is part of your journey. And the thing about Jenny's, that's what I love about it, when I hope, is that we make mistakes.
Yeah.
But those mistakes lead us then to the right track.
Yes.
Right? And you look back and I'm like, but even though that was a mistake, there was something in me, a courage, a bravery, something that kicked in that I never thought I'd had. Pushed you out of that agency.
I got into New York and I saw everything that I've ever dreamed of, like the billboards, you know, the acting stuff, everything. And I was just like, that's what I want to do. And I was knocking on agencies. I got a few agencies. I did New York... New York Fashion Week. I presented one of the very big clients that were there. They liked me. I was doing a whole lot of stuff with I forgot now the agency that I was doing.
Yeah.
But I was working for a law firm in New York. Angazange ifundi law in my life. So I lied on my CV and I said I was a paralegal, right?
Huh.
And bang ash.
Not lying. on a CV to be a paralegal.
I needed money to fund now all of these things. Remember, now I'm not staying at anyone's place, so I need a place to stay. I in New York. And then luckily, one of the ladies, a South African lady, was like, I know a lady that stays in New York. She welcomed me into her home. Didn't know me from a bar of soap.
No.
But it was that thing with Umkhaya, man. Yeah, I'm also from KZN. Yeah, yeah. I ended up staying with her for 9 months in her home, hustling. We're still very close until this day. This was 9 years ago.
Jesus.
Yeah, so I did a lot of that. I got busted. They found out I wasn't a paralegal because I didn't know the terminology. And I was supposed to show up in court one of the days. And I said, I have no idea what they're doing here. Luckily, my boss was like, I love your spirit. I love the fact that you fooled us for like 3 months. And we genuinely believe that you were a paralegal. We're going to keep you.
Wow.
They showed me the ropes. Now I'm working and I'm hustling on the side. And yeah, I got to a time where I was like, okay, I've hustled enough. But in New York, you are a little fish.
You're nothing.
In a big ocean. I was like, maybe it's time to go home.
Abo Nemo, Abo Shark, Abo Banbani in the same pond.
Kuning. I came back home. I finished my degree and I started hustling at home.
Are you telling mom of all this?
Oh no, mom doesn't know. Mom doesn't know.
Because she will summon you back.
She'll be like, Wenzani? She didn't. I told her when I came back, I was like, yo, Mamira's tough, eh? But I held it down.
What did New York teach you about you?
That everyone wants this. What makes you different?
Oh.
You know, that was the one thing where whenever I'd come for an audition, I would purposely use my African name, Nosipho.
Okay.
To get that. Oh, Nosipho, how do you say your name? I'm like, it's Nosipho Mbele. Oh, where are you from? South Africa. Oh, you've got an accent. You know, it's, you need something to stand out. You need to.
And you being you.
You being you is enough. And wow. A lot of people feel like you need to act like someone else, or you need to prepare yourself in a way where you know, okay, it's radio. I need to talk like this. I need to do that. And that taught me that I just needed to be myself. I'm interesting enough. I've got what it takes to make it. But I just need to believe that.
Biggest check in New York?
Yo. I got $400 a week where I was working. That was a lot. That was a lot. I mean, I'm 19.
Yeah.
You know.
A week. Give me biggest purchase, but yet biggest money lesson at the same time.
I don't do big purchases.
Is it?
Never. I'm such a simple local girl. I don't do big purchases. Anything that is expensive that I own is a gift from someone.
Is it?
I've never bought anything more than, I think, 2,000-3,000 rand.
Why?
I don't know. Like, what is it that, except for like furniture and stuff, but clothes?
Stingy.
No. I'm not stingy.
I'm not stingy.
Why am I spending money for what? Unless it's something important. Like, I... No, Tivas, you're asking so much stuff. Now, I can't tell you this.
You can? Like what?
Okay, my biggest purchase now has been my home.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Look at you.
It's been my... Otherwise,
see, see. How cool is it?
That's been my biggest purchase. Yeah. Otherwise, I spend my money on traveling. That's the only thing I feel like is really worth it.
Unless she takes my Trump card. I was about to throw that at you. Damn.
But isn't it tangible stuff? I don't like spending
experiences.
Money.
Yes.
I always spend on an experience.
Yeah.
I'm back in school now. I'm doing my honors. So I think that
listen
is also
to you.
Taking a lot of money from my pocket.
You don't like it, man.
No, I miss being a child. You're like, Dad, can you?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
If there's anything we need to teach those who are coming after you.
Yeah.
Is adulting all that is made out to be? Or is it a trap?
Adulting is a trap, guys. Yarr. Adulting, it's a trap. It's not even a trap. I don't know what it is. It's like, you know when you were playing on Nokia and you're playing Snake?
Yeah,
Snake Master, the last number.
Yes.
Yeah, that's adulting. I think I won't say. I am, though, coming from a little bit of a privileged background.
Yeah.
I won't lie. I think that has assisted me a lot.
Okay.
Because, for example, my parents made sure that I didn't have black tax. Do you understand? Mm. I've never, everything that I've worked for, they've never said,
yeah,
okay, but you need to help your brothers or we need money or whatever.
Yeah.
My parents, they were also lucky enough to hustle to be like, okay, we've come to a point where whatever you make, spend on you. You know?
But what I like as well is you taking responsibility for yourself.
Yeah.
Not to go back home when times are tough.
Yeah.
Or were you doing that in New York?
No. I've never, the moment I moved out at home at 18, I've never went back home till today. I go and visit like one day, 2 days, but I've never gone back home afterwards.
Should that be the formula, you think?
People come from different backgrounds. Like I say, I have friends where in high school, they finished school, they started working, but they first had to pull home. Do you understand?
Mm.
It's not everyone has that that luck or that privilege or whatever. So when I got my first paycheck or the second one or the third one, I could use it on an experience. I could travel. I could, you know, make that decision. To, okay, I want to buy a house or I want to do this. And not everyone has that. And especially in the economy that we're living in, we always need to look back home and we'll see. So
there you go. I'm hanging out with Mpo. That's what I wanted to say. Unosipo Ekaya, they call her that. And this is my top 10 as we celebrate Youth Month. More about it now. After the break, you chosen songs.
Yes. Right?
So you tell me, you want Zonke after the break?
Ooh.
You want Tibello?
Let's play Tibello.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back after this. Now, sometimes opportunities open, like you said, in your 20s, then you get the first break. And it opens doors, right, to other things.
Yeah.
You gain some, you lose some, you gain all.
Yeah.
But along the way, you pay the price.
Sure.
Tell me about that space, Uzalo, Shagai Lembe, Kok. What happened there?
I remember, shout out to Star Quality, my acting management, Miranda and Zinzi. I've been with them since I think I was like 18, 19.
Oh, nice.
So they handled me until today and they were like, Hope, what are we going to do? I think it's just that thing of, you know, when you've been praying so hard, like, when is my big break? Am I even good enough? I've been going to all of these auditions and nothing's coming. And then boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
I was on Umkoka, shooting Umkoka when I got Uzalo offer.
Mm.
Started shooting Uzalo, then Shaga Lembe came along.
Sure.
So now
All three.
And Mkoka's shooting full time. I need to be on set. Uzalo and Mkoka I could handle because they're both in KZN.
Yeah.
But Shagai Lembe needs me to be in Johannesburg.
That's right.
Because some of the scenes were shot in Lanseria, Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And so it just was not working. My agent is like, something needs to go. And I'm like, no, I can do it. We can. She's like, no. Realistically, we can't. You can't be at all three spaces at the same time.
You fighting to keep on doing it, is it money or is it because of the passion to do all three? Or is it a bit of both?
I really felt like the character on Uzalo was such a different character. It was about a lesbian lady growing up and living Kwamashu.
Yes.
And being in love with someone and having to go to church. And it was like, I felt as if it was a story that needed to be told.
That's right.
Because there are people who go through that. And it was something different.
Yeah.
So I wanted to keep that character.
Yeah.
But also you've got Shagai Lembe.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, yes.
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
That's right. That's
you can't let go of that.
Yeah.
And that's, I feel like, I love my people at Uzalo. They were also like, stained glass. I was like, we love you, but we do have to let you go. And I was very understanding of it. So
heartbreaking?
No, not really. It was a mutual agreement.
Yeah.
And I got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't doing justice to the character because I couldn't be there. We had to drop certain scenes because I couldn't shoot. So it was unfair.
How do you prepare for all three? Because I've read about Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
That he can even do like 7 movies in 1
Goat.
Week.
Goat. Yeah.
Right? How do you even prep for that? Three.
I don't know. You just do it. I don't know. You detach from yourself and you when you're on Mkoka, you know, you Mamkululi, this is what you have to do. When you're outside of the moment you leave there, you need to detach from that character and on to the next.
Yeah.
You know? Remember, at some point, I was also doing radio in between all that.
Yes.
So I'm also doing MCing gigs in between all of that.
All in a 24-hour day?
Yeah. That was a very busy part of my life.
Lessons?
Not to be greedy. Okay. I had to let go of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
As much as it was come, you know, when you're on TV and even brands, they want people who are talkability at the time.
That's
and
right.
So you get a lot of approaches because of something of a project that you're doing.
Yeah.
And so you can't say yes to everything. You have to let go of some opportunities, as lovely as they are.
Because you see, what I love about what you're doing is and teaching here is we currently have a generation, your peers and younger. The world is still out there, from social media to multimedia, you name it. You can do almost anything anytime.
Yeah.
But obviously there's a danger of you trying to grasp at everything that is thrown your way.
Once you don't give the best of you to a project, you're doing injustice to yourself as an actor or
anyone actually.
Or as an artist.
Yeah.
You know, you need to know that I'm doing this because I'm giving all of me. I remember there's a time when, because I was on radio,
yeah,
I was on radio for like 8 years, and someone said, "Yo, you need to be a DJ.
Okay,
you know,
yes,
you love music, it makes sense. You've got that.
Come on."
And I'm like, "You want to wake me up at 2 a.m. to go play at the club?
No, you'll go to bed at 2 a.m.
No way, that's not happening. I just was not passionate about it." And like, it makes sense. And I'm like, I respect the craft.
You live on energy drinks.
Never. But if you could wake me up, I did what we call graveyard.
Yeah.
From 1 to 5 a.m.
That's right.
I could go there and it was nothing to me. I felt,
yeah,
you know, happy.
Yeah.
And I realized
I think that's the key right there.
Once something doesn't make you happy, and I'm like, I won't be a DJ, guys. And they force me like, yo, this is going to work. It has money.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't,
is
I love
money ever a good reason to do something?
No. But also, again, I think that comes from a privilege. Some people can say, I'm not going to take this job because it doesn't go with my values, or I don't enjoy it, or whatever. And there's someone there who does not have a choice.
Yeah.
But to hustle and do something and put food on the table.
That's right.
So it's
and the reason
a
I'm
tricky
asking,
question.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking it, I'm asking from a point of view that when you are in, and like you said, you start swimming, right?
Yeah.
And because people love backing, winning horses.
Yes.
Right? All these opportunities come. So there must be a barometer you use to either choose to or not to, right?
Yeah.
And hence my question. Is it a good thing to always use money to be the motivator for you to do it? And it's a question that is basically outlives you and I. It's been there before. Two, people say, should I move for money?
Yeah.
You know, you are in this one organization, the other one offers you more.
Yeah.
Is money a good enough reason for you to move?
I'm the worst person to ask that question because I've said no to so much money. If I told you the amount of money I've said no to.
And that's where I'm going. And you made the decision based on?
On values. So, for example, I don't drink.
Yeah.
And I don't really believe in promoting alcohol, especially because of my following and the young. So I really choose my brands and who I associate with. So I've had $500,000
that's
offered.
Hard.
Like,
that's hard.
Like, do, and it's like, I want to stand for something, you know?
That's hard.
So it all.
You'd have paid off your house by now.
I wouldn't be working so hard. But again, like I said, I think you can't judge a person on what they choose.
Yeah, yeah,
people
yeah.
know their situations. And
yeah,
we
yeah.
can't sit here and say, but if it was me, I wasn't going to do that or wasn't going to do that. You just know yourself.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
sometimes you need to make decisions and stick to them and stand for something. So.
Youth.
Yes.
Then youth now.
Yes.
the next, because you see, I'm part of the youth of the
old youth.
We call it the 97 era because we use radio days.
Yes.
We use radio as a benchmark.
Yes.
We were the first on YFM.
Yeah.
You can imagine.
Wow.
The young voices in Gauteng to give Kwaito, for instance, the staple platform.
Yes.
Right? Hip hop and so on. We even redefined what Sunday music should sound like.
Yes.
Because who said house music can't play on Sundays?
Of course.
We went there. And it was easy for me to answer that question then, because just to say to the next generation, be brave and.
Times maybe they
listen to me now. They're like, I think you've lost the plot because you're no longer as brave as you used to be in 97. They could easily say that. So hence my question to you. The next.
Sure. The youth that came before us were incredible.
Yeah.
T-Boss, like, they had something. Not that we don't have something to fight for, but they really, they did not have a choice.
Yeah.
It was either do or die for them.
That's right.
And they fought for our freedom so we can have this luxury of traveling the world and going wherever and not need to have it on pass and all of these things. And sinomthwalo emahlombe ethu, because it's so much pressure. And then it was us.
Mm.
And then after us came the 2Ks.
Yeah.
Who are doing things completely different from us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When I was growing up, it was if you want to be on TV or if you want to show yourself or advertise yourself as a talent, you had to go to an audition.
That's right.
Now we've got TikTok.
Yeah.
Now we've got social media and so many stars have been brought
Removing all those red
YouTube
tape and middlemen and.
Lalela. Now it's like. That's where sometimes directors go for casting directors, or when people want talent for audition for ads or stuff like that. So I really feel like this youth that we have now, the sky is the limit, really.
Mm.
The social media has made the world so small, where now you don't just dream of going peshaya, but it's the world comes to you on social media. And I think the responsibility that we have now is how are we addressing social issues on the platforms that we have?
Okay.
You know, how do we move forward based on now the tools that we have as youth? Because we've seen the impact that we have. And I mean, like, when I think of the Olorato case, that has been trending as well. Mm. And it's things like that, the Kwekwe case. It's what do we do now as the youth to make sure that we impact unemployment in South Africa? What do we do with social media and the power that we have and how we use it? Because I don't think the youth understands the power that they have.
And that's power, right?
That's power.
Sure. I did that line.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to connect. There's a golden thread.
Yeah.
The youth before stood for something, and you said it earlier on. Everybody wants this thing.
Yes.
What do you stand for?
Sure. So many things. I think top of my head, I really want to. So I just opened a gym at home.
Okay.
In Makai. I really want the youth in my hometown to look at me as that pillar and said, if Hope did it, we can too.
Yeah.
You know, because the youth in my hometown, I feel like they don't dream. They don't have that. There's some kids that I've spoken to that have never even left Ntualume or Pechips and even seen Durban. You don't know what's out there. And
thank you.
There's so much that they go through with their families. And because, I mean, I would say Ngwase Makai, I really want our youth to show that they are opportunities out there, and we do need to get out of this boxing stage. I mean, what breaks my heart, T-Boss, is that stats came out where there were like 8,000 kids from KZN between the ages of 10 and 14 are pregnant in the last year.
Yep.
And you look at that, and it's like, how do we combat that? How do we make that not happen?
That's right.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It starts from one knowing that you want to do something, and as much as there is GBV and there is
all the social ills,
all of these social things, but also like I feel as if when I look at me and Omar Kilwane Bam, for example, another 21-year-old or 22-year-old that already has 2 kids or 3 kids, and and I'm not saying you don't have a future after that, but I'm saying I really want, especially females, to put ourselves first and know that there is more out there than just uklale makhaya and uzukukile kona. And if I can change that just for my small community, I feel like I would have done something.
And what is that challenge to the next generation then?
Sure. I have no idea, eh? Because I feel like I said, if you put people on and if you can show that because I did this, you can do better. My mom always says that I've done things, but that's my ceiling.
Yeah.
You need to go from my ceiling to top. If I've made, let's just make an example, 500K in my lifetime,
yeah,
my child has to make 5 million.
Yeah.
They need to take and do bigger and better.
Do
you know,
better than the previous.
Do better than the previous. And that is a challenge for all of us and myself. It's like, how do I do better than my mom or the generation that came before us?
Girlie flew Bambi all the time, yes?
No!
Oh, she's a bae. She's drinking from a Stanley cup.
No! I judge people that buy Stanley cups.
I don't spend.
That thing is expensive. It was a gift from Dark and Lovely. So please, hence it's a purple one.
I put my love of it.
No, I'm very stingy. No way.
Oh, now she agrees.
I am stingy. I know that.
Yeah. One of your biggest dreams is to build a sports center back home?
Yes. When I was growing up, we didn't have anything.
Yeah.
We didn't have that. And when you look at where sports is now, especially in terms of South Africa, it is one of those things I feel like can help the youth get out of these streets. You know?
I'm a golfer.
Yes.
So last month I go and play for the first time Soweto Country Club.
Okay.
And because I normally play around here, suburban clubs, right, country clubs, there was a feeling I had as I was playing, which I never had on any other golf course.
Sure.
And the feeling was, I'm at home.
Yeah.
And I was trying to, I played yesterday, I was trying to translate it to why
you're feeling
bit,
like
I'm
that.
I'm a bit tense when I play here than when I was at Soweto Country Club because it is just here. It is accessible. Now, when you look at how many white golfers we have versus black, it then makes sense. Why? Because there's no access.
Yeah.
You get it? There's no access.
South Africa is so
And that's
so
exactly
talented.
What you're trying to do. What you want to do is exactly that. Give access. Because you don't know what you're capable of until you try it. Right?
We are breaking world records everywhere, in everything. We've got the world's strongest man. We've got one of the fastest men in the world currently. We've got Obayanda Walaza who are doing crazy things.
Mm.
So sports is my first love and it's something that I really wish you know, if I could have a sports club, a sports center in Makaya to really... Because the talent is there. South Africans have natural South Africans.
That's not your dream. This dream precedes you.
It does. My mom wanted to do so.
And before her.
And before her as well. I support Kaizer Chiefs because my granddad supported Kaizer Chiefs.
That's right.
It's always been, the sports thing has always been part of my family.
Yeah.
So I can say I have that influence from them as well.
Yeah. But they also wanted to build a sports center.
Yeah. So hopefully I will be that person that does that and helps
well,
the
youth. Well, your name is Hope, so.
Just be hopeful. Yes, I can't sing this voice.
No, it's the voice. She can sing, it's just the voice. Today,
But also, I really wish that would be something that our government really focuses on, you know. Just give people access to things, man. Just give kids the resources. We have natural talent, just guide that and...
All the sports facilities go to townships.
Dilapidated.
Thank you.
Dilapidated me.
Where's the money? Because there is money.
I am the only politician.
What's next for you, girl? What are you working on?
I am working on quite a few stuff. I know I've been doing the activations with Shaka Ilembe. Mm. We're having the premiere on the 12th of June.
Wow.
It is going to be live on Mzansi Magic. I am doing the red carpet.
Wonderful.
Alongside Smash Africa. I think he's on the live as well.
Hey, Smash.
So we're going to be doing that. And then I'm doing something in KZN, some awards Nyana as well that are there.
But on TV, will we see you?
On there the screen? Is something coming on screen. But you can watch me every Friday, not every Friday. Every 2 weeks on Friday on Supersport, I am on a show called Versus.
Okay.
It's a podcast that we're doing. Maybe we should have you on the show.
Bring it on, girl.
You know.
Bring it on.
It's all about football. So I do it with Tato Mowing.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's Versus. You can check it out on 202.
But the little baby told me something about August. We must.
August, Nyana, there might be something coming out.
Mm.
I can't say much.
What a hint, Nyana.
No. So yeah. Thank you, T-Boss. It's been so much fun.
But
tune into my socials.
Of course. Yeah. But more than anything, thank you.
Thank you.
It's people like you who make us believe that, listen, as much as we may see doom, gloom and so much more around us, there's still hope, right?
My goodness.
You see what I did there? Come on now.
You are really that old generation. You are showing your age.
You must never hide your age. Never. And I even say this to women. Don't hide your age. It's a beautiful thing to wear.
But wisdom.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for shining the light. Thank you for being you. And thank you for sharing your story.
Thank
and more than
you.
Anything, thank you for saying, I am going to share this story, whether I'm feeling under the weather or not.
Thank you.
For that, we just want to say, we celebrate you. Keep shining.
Oh,
girl.
Thank you so much. Thank you for what you do. You are one of the people, of course, that we look up to, especially in the radio faculty. And yeah, thank you.
All the best. Ungbulisele ekhaya.
I will.
Oh, yes. Umambhele uyahamba. Kulungile. Kulungile wesisi.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.